Earth and Sky.
Welcome to Clear Voices. I'm Lindsay Patterson. International Polar Year is turning reindeer herders into scientists. As the indigenous Sami people migrate across the Norwegian Arctic with their herds, they're also taking measurements and collecting data about snow. It's part of a project called ALOT, which studies the reindeer herders' vulnerability to climate change. Reindeer are at the center of Sami culture, but warmer temperatures and changing conditions are making it harder for them to survive. I spoke to Nancy Maynard, a scientist at the NASA Goddard Center for Spaceflight. Maynard has been working with scientists at the Sami University College in Norway to combine her satellite observations with the on-the-ground information from the reindeer herders.
How did this project get started, and how long has it been going on?
ALOT was formed as part of the IPY effort, and the idea here was to look at the vulnerability of this human reindeer ecosystem, if you will, to the increasingly significant impacts of global warming. Pastoralism is the practice in which herders care for or domesticate their animals, like reindeer, and these reindeer are herded by indigenous reindeer herders all across the Arctic, and they're in very large herds in many cases, and they move in yearly migrations between, say, their summer calving grounds and winter pastures. And recently, there have been serious declines in the number of reindeer, and very directly impacting the well-being of the indigenous people associated with them. Part of that is due to warmer temperatures and climate changes generally, as well as the globalization impacts such as loss of pasture lands from things like development of oil and gas fields or roads and pipelines and that sort of thing. Particularly the snow impacts, in the case of reindeer, because reindeer have to forage constantly for their food, both during the summer and winter. And any change to this food source can threaten the herds. And recently, in recent years, you've had changing amounts and types of snowfall and ice conditions associated with these warmer winters. You get ice layers, which completely changes the ability of the animals to find the food through the snow and then dig. They have to spend a lot of energy to dig through the ice layers within that snow to even find the food, the lichens down at the bottom. And that can cause, and has caused in some cases, starvation risks. And another interesting result has been that some of the herders are finding they have to move their herds weeks earlier in the spring in order to ensure that the frozen lakes are really frozen, because the animals have to move across these lakes and they have to be frozen hard enough so that they don't fall through. So that's one set of observations that, being from NASA, we can take a look at these huge, vast land expanses in the Arctic, which are otherwise pretty inaccessible for observation, for looking at parameters that might be critical to characterizing these migration routes, whether you're talking about snow cover or vegetation distribution or infrastructure. So the use of remote sensing is a nice tool, because you can combine that data then together with the on-the-ground observations by the reindeer herders themselves. They help us by providing ground truth to what the satellites are measuring. We call it ground validation.
So how do you think, if you can make any kind of predictions about how the reindeer and the reindeer herders will adapt to climate change?
What this allows them to do is put the observations all together and observe in terms of their whole strategy for moving the animals to their calving grounds in the summer, the timing of that movement.
I just have one last question. What are the reindeer used for? What is their kind of economic purpose?
Oh, severalfold. First of all, in terms of a food source, it's extremely important. And then also in terms of everything from use of the hides for clothing or warmth or tents or whatever, as well as, of course, the food source. Extremely important. It's the center of their economy. One of the most important things, certainly driving all of this, and this is not just in Norway, this is all across the Arctic. The reindeer herders are indigenous people, and the reindeer really forms the central core of the economy as well as the culture. And if the reindeer disappear, basically the culture disappears.
That was Nancy Maynard at the NASA Goddard Center for Spaceflight in Greenbelt, Maryland. And I'm Lindsay Patterson, here at Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.